Welcome to another community radio interview. I'm Manuela and this is CJRO Local First. On May 30th, the Navan Community Association, in partnership with the Cumberland Township Agricultural Society and the City of Ottawa, is inviting everyone to touch a truck event on the grounds of Navan Fair in Navan. For details about this event, I've reached out to Shelley Cotton, the director of the Navan Community Association.
It's our first year we're putting this event on. It's a collaborative event between the Cumberland Township Agricultural Society, which is known as the Navan Fair, and the Navan Community Association. It's an idea that we thought we would try it one time and see how it goes, and if there's interest in the community and the surrounding areas to have another one. And so far, already we're having interest of having other years and ideas for next year and other people that couldn't make it this year with their equipment that want us to reach out to them again next year, like some of the military equipment and OC Transpo. So it's quite interesting. I feel like it's going to be a wonderful event. And if it's successful and the weather is great, I can see this going on for many years in the future. So we have the Navan Fairgrounds set up kind of with some different areas. I was thinking about it, and it's kind of three separate areas closely together on the grounds. There's the main lawn where we have all these beautiful, big, new equipment and different types of equipment, from rural agricultural equipment to landscaping and construction and first responders, city vehicles. So there's like a whole variety there. And then under the pavilion, we have more of a historical educational component where we have vintage iron with much older tractors and equipment, where that's more of a look but don't touch area. And the Cumberland Township Historical Society, they will be bringing photos and displays of the Navan and Cumberland area as it was 200 years ago and throughout time to current, different types of equipment and pictures. There'll be a really big historical part to it and that history aspect. And then the equipment that's on kind of the main lawn area is definitely more the current modern day versions now. And then over in the domes area, there will be some food truck for beverages and food for purchase. And there will be some music and entertainment. We have face painters on site that will be free for children or adults if they want to get their face painted. There will be a DJ, Soundtastic, and a local artist, Molly Green. She will be singing and playing guitar for the lunch hour from 11:30 to 12:30. So she will be doing an acoustic set. We're pretty excited about that. And throughout the grounds, in the pavilion and in the domes, there's going to be picnic tables set up in areas where families can bring their snacks or bring their lunches, bring food and everything on site. So they don't have to spend any money if they don't want to. And that was important for us, that it was really open to families without having to have a lot of money to spend and have a day where they could be out together. You know, we talked about multi-generational family events where grandparents and their sons and daughters are bringing their grandchildren out, and it's kind of the whole family together and lots for them to see and do. And even if it's a really hot day, we have Aquaholics, which is a water refill station. So everyone can bring their water bottles with them and fill up water so they don't have to worry about it being too hot. There'll be lots of shaded areas and places to rest, and parking will be available off of Delson Road, kind of behind on the fairgrounds, as well as around the village and just the regular parking areas. It is going to be a rain or shine event. So if it's a little wet overnight, bring your rain boots or wear comfortable running shoes and walking around the grounds, because the vehicles are all going to be accessible for the children and youth or adults if they want. So they'll be climbing up onto the equipment. They'll be able to sit into the driver's seat and blare the horns and the lights and all of those things. So, you know, there'll be lots of activity for sure.
Furthermore, I've asked Shelley about the first hour at the event from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. dedicated to sensory sensitive kids, youth and adults.
The other thing that we were pretty excited about offering was the silent hour from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And that was really important for adults and children, who have maybe sensory processing concerns and didn't want to be in a loud environment or overstimulated, that they can still participate in this event. They can still have access to all those vehicles and equipment and talk to the operators without it being overwhelming. So that was really important to us that we're putting it on, and all of the exhibitors and operators and participants all agree. So the music won't start until 10. Horns won't be activated on the equipment until 10. It'll be a very inclusive environment for everyone, which is important in our communities. Definitely, we need to give thanks to the City of Ottawa. When we were doing this planning and, you know, kind of brainstorming about it, it lent us to the Ottawa 200 tourism and celebration information. And there were grants available for community events like this and promoting the City of Ottawa and its 200 years and having events that really highlighted the diversity and the uniqueness and the variety of what's going on in each community across the city. And for us, it's a really long-standing agricultural area. But in the last 20 years, when we amalgamated our Cumberland Township with the City of Ottawa, it's really become a mixture of urban and rural. And we see that in our city services. We see that in the types of careers and jobs and businesses, all the construction and the landscaping and the custom work with agricultural and farming. And we have immediate, wonderful access to Station 71, our fire department. We have paramedics. We see the police within our community. We have OC Transpo, all of the city services. There is a really large variety of careers and ideas for what children can do within our area. That's changed a lot over the last number of years. So it was kind of neat to see that the Ottawa 200 celebrations really fit in with what we were thinking of being an interactive, hands-on experience for maybe teenagers who are looking at careers and what they're going to be taking through high school and college, and being able to talk to operators and business owners and sole proprietors and people that have started companies, their construction company on their own and are hiring employees. And we've got a great variety of city vehicles coming with the parks and the roads departments. Another great thing that this event allowed us to do was connect with the high school students within our area needing to do their volunteer hours for their high school diploma. We were able to reach out to Corrine Wilson and St. Pete's and some younger, really helpful youth. And they are helping us tonight, setting up. They're helping all day tomorrow. They're working side by side with the Lions Club, who are helping with the gates. And we have the Women's Toot that is helping out in the pavilion. You know, the volunteers are definitely a wonderful aspect to the event as well. And it helps them to get the credits they need, and then it helps us to be able to put on the event for the community too. So we're thankful to have them and to everybody coming on site. I mean, the exhibitors and participants, they're taking a lot of time and energy to make this event successful. So we're very thankful and appreciative to them.
The Navin Touch a Truck event will take place on May 30th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Navin Fairgrounds, and is said to be a fun, educational, and community-driven event for all ages. Make sure you don't miss it.